Hello, everybody out there on the podcast waves. This is your host, Jordan, hitting you with the pre-episode scoop. We got a fun episode ahead of us where the Chan boys watch the memed City Hunter. Definitely, if you like the show, afterward, subscribe. Check us out on the internet. Comment at us. Send us a direct message. And enjoy the show. We're your favorite Chan boys.
Hey, you motherfucker. This is Chanplaining, the Jackie Chan podcast. I'm one third of your co-hosts, fucking Matt. It's uncensored today in Chanplaining. Here with Jordan.
Yeah, that's me.
Fucking back from Jordan. The dead.
Yeah.
Say a curse.
I didn't die. I just
say
moved.
A curse or I won't continue.
I said fucking Jordan.
Oh, okay. And Sonny, say a cuss, Sonny. Don't you dare not say a cuss.
But
say a better one now.
I don't think that's a cuss.
That's not a cuss.
Shit.
There we go. Hey, together we're the Chan boys, and as I said, you're in the Chansplaining. Is this the 20th episode, guys?
Is it? Oh yeah, it is. You're right.
This is our is this the silver anniversary, or is that 25?
This is some kind of anniversary that means something.
If we were an anime, a typical 26 episode anime, which I do believe we will be one day, this would be right when the filler episodes are ending and the fucking final stretch is starting, and every episode counts. Thankfully, we'll be doing this show for 500 more episodes. So who cares? We've barely even started this podcast. It's like 1% done.
Yeah.
How's your week, guys? Jordan, you said you wanted to talk up top.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a movie that I saw.
We're movie talk. Start it now.
Okay.
I'm so amped up. We're starting an hour earlier than usual, so I got so much more energy.
So I saw a movie that just came out, and it was called... Oh, shit. Now I can't remember.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Fuck.
So much pressure. Wait, what's that movie that came out? The Love Story movie.
Mary Shelley. Cock blockers.
No, that's
not... blockers?
No, I didn't say blockers. What's that love story movie that I saw that was kind of...
I have no idea. Was it Phantom Thread?
No.
God.
That's not a... Wait, you talk about movies. I'm going to look.
Okay, I watched American Crime Story this past couple of days.
The new one?
The new one. The assassination of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Or Gianni Versace.
Yeah.
And... I heard that it was bad.
Really? I heard that it was good.
I heard it was bad in comparison to the OJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
okay.
I don't think it's that way at all. I think it's more prestige trash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I want.
It's, yeah. It's like, I feel like Ryan Murphy has such a huge gap in his show qualities. He's very inconsistent. It's weird. I guess, like, he doesn't have that much of a hand in the American Crime Story ones.
I think he just is producing it, but the guy who is actually wrote it and is showrunning it is pretty, like, not well-known. Seems like, I'm not going to get it right, something like Joe Bob Kelly. He's got three first
names. Yeah, he's
names.
Got one of those. Okay.
He's got a Billy Bob Kelly name. George, you know what it is now?
I know it. It's I Feel Pretty.
Oh.
Oh, the Shroom Dog.
The Shroom Dog movie. I actually liked it. I thought it was a cute little way to waste.
Why actually? Because she's a woman.
Why was that a just like a movie pass throwaway?
Yeah. What was that? You take a shit and you just went in the theater.
No. Raven wanted
might
to see it.
Might as well check out a movie.
So I wanted to I was like, yeah, we might as well. I haven't seen Cock Blockers yet. I haven't seen. I haven't
Rampage.
Seen Rampage, which I really want to see. I hated that stupid Quiet Place movie.
That's the hot take we're coming in.
That is. Sonny, did you see it since
last
week?
No, I didn't see it.
Dan said it was great. Mm-hmm. And I trust Dan about movies more than you, Jordan.
No, I just... So... I don't know. Like, I just, like... It strikes me as a movie that's just, like, everyone's like, whoa, I've never seen a movie like this where the monsters can't hear. But, like, why did it need to be done?
Wait, they can't hear? I thought they can't see.
They can't see. They can only hear.
If they can't hear, why are they so quiet?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Is that a spoiler that they're needlessly quiet?
No. There's not a spoiler like that. It's not a stupid movie. Okay. They can't see, but they can hear really well.
So your beef with this movie is that it's too weird.
No, it's just like it doesn't need to exist. It doesn't fill any void of the horror movie franchise. It doesn't do anything new and exciting. It just made me feel very uncomfortable because I had to sit in a movie theater that was very quiet for 2 hours. It was one of the weirdest experiences I've had in a movie theater.
That's awesome. What are you talking about? Cool. That sounds amazing. Yeah. I'm all about interesting movie going experiences.
Tony loves 5D movies.
Yeah, I love all those D's in my movies.
There's some D's on that, son.
Maybe it's just I can't just stay quiet for
you're in a fucking movie theater. What are you doing?
No, but
I've been to a lot of movies. You're not a talker during movies. You're pretty good about it.
I'm not a talker, but at the same time, you're being inundated with loud noise the entire time. You're just sitting in a theater with 200 people and no one's making any noises. It's
that sounds great.
It's disconcerting and weird.
I've always wanted to just yell out during a scary movie. But I don't go to theaters to watch them, so I never had the chance.
We talked about Sonny as a Nancy boy.
Yeah, I don't like scary movies.
He's afraid of them.
Sonny, if we see Hereditary together...
I don't want to see Hereditary.
I bet you'll scream. I want to see it so badly.
Sonny's got that 824 stamp on it.
Yeah, I like... Oh, shit. I forgot her name.
Femke Jenkins?
No, it's not who it is.
Amy Schumer.
No, the United States of Tara. What's her name?
Tara Spielberg.
I don't know. I do know who you're talking about. But I don't know her name. I feel bad.
Toni Collette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her a lot.
She's talented.
She's great.
But, yeah, Hereditary looks like a scary movie. I don't like it. I'm not into it.
Sonny, what's the scariest movie you like?
I like The Thing a lot.
Is The Thing scary?
That's what everyone says. It's pretty... I think it's a little scary.
There are definitely moments that you get scared because you're not... So there are points in The Thing, which I think is really interesting, that you get scared because you don't expect the quality of the effects in it. So you're
true.
You don't think that they can do a certain thing, but then it happens and it scares you.
When The Thing puts on the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
It's really scary. No, that's a great movie that I don't... That's one of those great movies that I don't feel anything about.
Yeah.
That I've seen a bunch of... I think it is substitute co-host Dan's favorite movie.
Oh, really?
Really?
I didn't know that. That's
awesome.
He's
told me that. And I've watched... To try and understand my frequent collaborator's headspace, I will watch that movie whenever it's on HBO Go every 3 months after they take it down and put it up. And it never really gets any better for me. I just go, oh, this is still really good, and for whatever reason, I'm blocked off from being affected by it.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a really good string of prestige horror movies in the last few years, I think. And I'm always bummed out because I don't want to see them.
I loved It Follows.
Yeah, I saw It Follows. I thought that was good. That wasn't particularly scary.
Did you like The Witch?
I like The Witch.
I didn't I didn't like The Witch. I don't know.
Babadook, is what you're saying.
I liked it. Yeah, exactly. I liked it in the moment. I wasn't really scared watching it. I was terrified watching The Babadook. I was watching it alone.
Yeah.
I could not finish it alone. That movie was scary.
I don't know. It felt... The Babadook, I felt not scared because it was a typical monster movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Witch is, my favorite... Is Get Out the best... Get Out's probably, the best horror movie of a while.
Yeah.
We can all say that's...
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Were you ever scared in Get Out? I was never scared.
I felt very nervous for the protagonist.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel very nervous... Like, for myself in the theater. I don't feel nervous for a protagonist.
Oh.
And that's the sign of a good scary movie for me. When I feel like out of my own, like I feel uncomfortable in a like scared way.
I mean, to me, I feel like horror movies are so dependent on tropes that it's hard to replicate that feeling without resorting to like cheap tricks. Like Get Out works because it's so tonally and thematically different than everything that we've seen recently.
Yeah, and I think it's also, yeah, I agree with that. It's also well directed and all those other things that horror movies infrequently are. Okay, I pick 2017 horror movies. Here are some horror movies that they consider to be horror movies. Mm-hmm. Number one is Get Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, you're not right about this.
Wait, what do you mean?
You're not right. Number two is It.
Oh, I never saw It.
It wasn't scary.
It scared me a lot. Because I don't like when things, like the clown is, when Pennywise is so, he's got such a strange dexterity to him. And when I see something that I can't track the movements of, like the hunter that I am, the hunter-gatherer alpha that I am, it frightens me. And I need to tell my girlfriend to tell me when it's over.
Yeah, it's a very, like, cosmic horror sort of deal. Where your brain can't comprehend it, so it freaks you.
All right, number three, they have, I didn't see this, It Comes at Night, I didn't see it. Number four, Gerald's Game. I assume they mean Molly's Game.
No. Gerald's Game, I think, was like a Netflix adaptation of a Stephen King book.
Oh, well, that's because there's another one on this. Then we got a movie I really liked, Happy Death Day. Not scary at all.
I know.
That movie wasn't scary at all, but was fun. I liked
it.
It
was really good. That woman's going to be a big star, I believe. Number six, we got Mother, my least favorite movie I've seen in my entire life.
Does that count as a horror movie?
It was for me.
See, that's why I don't trust these lists. I think they have bad understanding of what a horror movie means. And
Or they just have a broad understanding of what horror movies are.
Yeah, I mean, then there's Jigsaw, Alien Covenant, The Babysitter, which I did actually like. That was fun. Give me a boner. That's one of the one movies where I saw that there was like a pretty lady and I went, I got nothing going on. I'll see what's up with this pretty lady. And then I watched it and I went, this is pretty good. And
what about,
that might be it.
I guess Raw doesn't count as a horror movie. That wasn't scary.
What's Raw?
It's that movie about where cannibalism is a metaphor for coming of age in women.
No, I don't believe so, Sonny. Sonny, that sounds like something that you would very much enjoy.
It's a very good movie. It, like, super handles its politics well. But I think it's on Netflix. I recommend
it. I'll check that out. Have I pitched you guys my horror movie?
No.
I've told you Reverse Get Out.
Oh, yeah, you have.
This sounds familiar.
For the pod and for Jordan. Reverse Get Out is a movie about where the monster is a giant, like, zombie elephant, and it takes place in a small either Appalachian or deep south town. And in this town, this rural area where there's lots of black people and lots of white people, only the black people are being targeted by this giant elephant. It's destroying their schools and like hospitals and homes, and none of the white residents that have power, mainly the sheriff and these mayoral people, really think that anything's happening, and they're blaming it on like conspiracies and on people, like the school being built improperly. But then when the elephant starts coming for them, symbolic of
cops,
the cops and the predatory right on African Americans or minorities in our country, then they have to listen. And the elephant is really scary, and it would just be like in a closet. It's anywhere. Like, you don't know where this elephant will be.
So is it the elephant in the room?
No, it's like, I guess you could call it that.
But it's also outside.
It's also not outside. In the room.
I also had the idea I wanted to write a horror movie where, when you're in the light, the thing will get you. Instead of the dark. So you gotta stay in the dark, but how are you gonna get around in the dark? Sometimes you gotta be in the light. And then if you're in the light, it's gonna come and do bad stuff to you.
Yeah. You need that vitamin D, so.
Wait, but what constitutes light, though?
Light bulbs or the sunlight.
No, but I mean, like, what is, like, the level of light that you would need to be in?
I don't know. There's no science to these things.
It doesn't matter. It's a thing that I thought of once when I was probably taking a shit. I haven't thought of anything beyond that.
How, Jordan, let's go back to I Feel Pretty.
Okay.
Was it a good movie?
I thought it was good. I thought it was enjoyable.
There's so many complicated politics around that movie that I just don't want to engage with it.
What does that mean?
I don't know anything about this movie. I only know about the poster and my job.
It's like a Big, but instead of like being an actual magic thing, she gets like a concussion and she like thinks that she's Big. She thinks that she's pretty, but she looks exactly the same. And her, like, worldview and her way of, like, interacting with the world changes around...
It's like reverse Shallow Hal.
So yeah. Is she a little girl who thinks she's an adult girl?
No.
She's Amy Schumer.
She's Amy Schumer, and she's like, Amy Schumer that, like, is very unconfident and hates the way that she looks, and she tries, like, Soul Cycle. I think it's partially an advertisement.
I still don't know what you're talking about. I'm still really confused.
So this movie is Amy Schumer thinks that she's a prettier Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But she looks like regular Amy Schumer.
Like regular pretty Amy Schumer?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So she, like, is navigating a world... Well, she, like, works in, like, modeling, kind of. Mm. She works for, like, a beauty company that employs all these, like, pretty models, and like everybody is like a stunner, right. And yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, everyone's Stone Cold Steve Austin, and she's trying to like fit in and like make things work, but she's got a bad attitude. She thinks about herself negatively, and she gets a concussion and thinks that she's really pretty. So her positivity about herself improves her life because it's not about how you look, it's about how you feel about yourself. I thought it actually has a lot better message than you would think it would have based on the trailer.
Okay, question about this. I have two questions about this movie, Joe.
Okay.
First question, and I want you to answer it now. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is of this movie?
Probably...
Sonny, it may surprise you.
Probably... 62.
It's 34.
Oh,
Sonny, it would not surprise you. It is a bad movie.
You tricked me.
I did trick you.
I was going to say 42 if you didn't say, Sonny, this is going to trick this mind.
The second question I have for you is, are you ready for doubleheader jack-off?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
We're gonna, because we couldn't do the last jack-off because Dan's internet farted out on him.
Yeah.
We're going to do... a tournament of sorts for the jack-off to determine what we watch next week.
Yeah.
Sonny and I going head-to-head, winner takes on Jordan at the end of this. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we also watched the movie City Hunter. I don't think we mentioned that, and we're 18 minutes in. It was really... We haven't actually said how we feel about it in depth, so we're going to save that.
Yeah.
But Jordan, let's do this.
Okay. Sonny,
let's do it.
Okay, I'm ready. So is the first one worth 3, and then the second one worth 3, and the last one worth 6?
Don't tell us what the things are. Like, it's better for us not to know what we're about to...
Okay. So, question 1. I've never done this before. So, my first name is... How do we do this? We do, like,
you
my
just,
first
oh
name
my
is...
Oh my god,
My first name is Pow Pow. Okay.
So we don't even do the Jackie part anymore.
Okay.
No, we just do the other thing.
I take place in Los Angeles in the year 2032.
I don't know. Sonny, I feel like you don't know either.
I don't know.
Keep going.
Okay. 2. A Mexican fast food restaurant is prominently featured in May.
A Mexican fast food restaurant? Is it a Channer Darkly?
No.
Okay, I've done that one before.
Jack to the Future?
No. That's a fast food pizza restaurant. People
that's
don't
casual.
Three people don't have sex and they use the three seashells.
Oh, Demolition Chan.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good one, Sonny. I wouldn't have gotten that one either way. I don't think I've ever seen Demolition Man.
Oh, it's a good one. That's a classic.
Is that Schwarzenbrunner?
No, it's
Stallone.
Stallone.
Oh,
Sly.
Okay.
Okay.
Sonny, you're up 1 point.
Sonny's got one. Okay. Number two. I'm a devoutly Christian 8-year-old boy, even though I'm really 37.
No, I'm really 37. Is it just Jack?
No.
No. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
My mother is dead.
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll amend that to make this a little bit easier. My mother was famously killed.
My mother was famously killed? I have no idea, Jordan.
Okay. My father is the quintessential TV annoying neighbor.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know this kid's name. Do I have to say the full name?
Yeah.
I don't know, George. I have nothing. I can't even begin to approach this.
Hold on. Let me...
We can't have 10 seconds of dead air.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Sonny, Todd Chandler.
Oh, Todd.
Oh, from The Simpsons. Okay.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean he's an 8-year-old boy?
He's an 8-year-old boy, but he's 37 because he's been an 8-year-old boy for 27 years.
Oh, God. Okay. That's ridiculous. Okay. That's fine. That's how the game's supposed to be played. Start really hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Even though my last name is Mitchell, people usually only call me by my first name.
Spoonchan?
No.
Oh, I thought you were doing a Doughboys reference.
No. Okay. I killed myself and my pregnant girlfriend.
Chan?
Yeah! Sonny got it.
Wait, what? What is it?
Chan from like Stan.
Stan.
Oh, from the Eminem thing.
The Eminem song.
When do you...
Oh, okay, cool.
When does he say his last name is Mitchell? I don't even know.
No, but I looked up the character. And
oh my God, are you kidding?
The first one is supposed to be hard. So if you could... I said that you only use the first name. So somebody could have just guessed Chan and like... They
You're making a mockery of the Jack. You're making a mockery of the
Jack. I've never done
it
before. I wasn't sure what the...
That's fine. Sonny, you win.
I have a question. Have you ever done Ann Landers? Has that been done before?
No.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
I don't know who Ann Landers is.
She's like I think she's like an advice columnist from the 19... I don't really know her very well, so... I thought that would have been too unfair.
Yeah, no, we would have never gotten it.
I thought the Todd Flanders one...
Yeah, I got it, but I just didn't know the dude's name.
I thought you would have gotten it because it was like a Simpsons...
I got so confused when you said... I thought he was like a sci-fi kid. Because when you said he was 37, I started thinking about all of these...
Yeah, I completely ignored that first clue when you said the second one.
Would you have gotten it if I just kept it as a devoutly Christian 8-year-old boy?
If you would have said something like, I have yellow skin, or I live on Evergreen Terrace, or like something that wasn't mysterious...
Aren't those too easy?
It's supposed to be easy in the third question. Okay. You're supposed to be able to get them. Sonny got it. We didn't get that one.
Yeah.
It's on you won. I've lost. So yeah. I get to ask one of my 9 questions. And Jordan, I'm going to make sure you don't know shit about them. Because they're all going to be about books.
Yeah, I don't
and documentaries.
I don't know anything about either of those. So.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Can we do round robin instead?
Yeah.
Just keep playing
fine.
Jack off forever. Can we do that? And then whoever has the most points at the end
Please? Yeah, we can each do our three. Oh, Jordan already did his, though.
Jordan did his three. So at the end of Jordan's three, you have two, I have zero.
Okay.
So I'm going to go.
Okay.
And then we'll just do City Hunter. Close. And no, let's do City Hunter.
Let's do City Hunter and then finish it up. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to read what Jackie has to say about City Hunter, because this is a fucking weirdo book. This is a weirdo movie.
Yeah.
So City Hunter 1993 was an attempt to reach out to my Japanese market as I took on the role of an extremely popular Japanese comic book and cartoon character named Ryu Saiba, the City Hunter.
Ah.
It's a manga, Jackie, you chud. I'm a womanizing private eye hired by a wealthy tycoon to locate his runaway daughter. I track her to a cruise ship and end up on board myself along with my pretty and very jealous assistant. Before I can grab the girl, though, the ship gets hijacked, and I'm distracted by having to save the passengers, not to mention finding time to flirt with a beautiful undercover operative and her partner. This movie is okay, but not one of my favorites. The humor is very broad, which is typical of the film's director, Wong Jing. One of the best gags is one in which, in a tribute to the popular arcade game, Gary Daniels and I fight it out while transforming from one Street Fighter character to another. I even don drag as the woman warrior named Chun-Li. Another good gag has me getting advice on how to fight from Bruce Lee as I fight two incredibly tall villains. A movie screen happens to be showing Bruce's fight with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Game of Death. That's all he writes. So we watch this because Jordan's friend, Hitler, decided that we should watch the thing because Jackie's dressed as Chun-Li for a minute and a half.
I will say that I think the suggestion was not meant in malice. I thought I saw the meme of it, and I also was interested in watching the movie. I will say that the movie is not like, it doesn't have a great plot, but it definitely has a lot of like interesting scenes and characters that I was interested in.
Well, I think there's more of a plot to this movie than some of the other bad ones we've watched.
So do I. It's there. It's just there's so many bullshit gags that happen in between.
Well, I think it's that kind of it's first the curse of doing like video game and like
manga in this case adaptations. You know.
Yeah, but I think probably they were trying to get that feel and not knowing that it was based on a manga and based on that directly and trying to be an adaptation, I thought it was very, like, it felt very comic booky. And not knowing that it was based on a manga, I think, could make that a bad thing. But it captured the feel of what it was trying for, which is at least impressive that it was really able to capture that feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that, but I think
in a, like a Scott Pilgrim way.
No, like, not in a Scott Pilgrim way, because that like is a that movie works.
Yeah, that movie is seamless.
It flows. There's scenes in this where Jackie Chan just freezes and does like a vogue to the word City Hunter. That's not in the manga because there's no music in manga because it's a book, which you know if you read. You mad at your friend in you.
Yeah, I don't know why, what's, like, people kept saying yes to this production. Like, it went through a bunch of decision gates where people were like, yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah, let's have Jackie. So, there's a lot of, I don't even know where to fucking start. There's a lot of, like, objectionable material in this movie. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really bad jokes.
Yeah.
The dub is one of the worst dubs we've seen.
Mine had a weird like distortion going on with the voices as well.
Did you watch on YouTube?
No, I watched it on Amazon Prime.
You paid for this?
No. I did the Shout Factory trial.
Oh, how is that?
It's fine. I mean, I just had it for 7 days, and it gives you this movie. So I was like, I canceled it.
I watched the YouTube version also, and the dub was really bad. like really, really bad.
Maybe Jordan and I think the dub was so bad we might have been watching a separate movie. From what I read about the song, what I read reviews of from this, a lot of people say that like only half of what was actually being said in the Chinese movie is said in English.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a lot more like? Is it a lot worse material? Like they're saying a lot worse things?
I don't know. I can't say for sure. I don't know. I really wanted to like this movie, but I ended up really disliking it a lot.
Well, to Jackie's credit, I think it says somewhere that this is his least favorite movie that he's ever done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good and interesting.
Because it's very, like, I can totally see it going completely against most of his sensibilities, aside from some of the fight scenes.
He said in his book he was just trying to do what we do and exploit the Japanese film market.
Was that really what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what was in his thing. I'm pretty sure that's what it said. City Hunter.
I don't think
to reach out to my Japanese market.
I don't think he said exploit.
What do you think Jackie means when he says trying to reach out? He means he's trying to get that fucking Buco Dolores.
Yeah.
Jackie would put on a show in Saudi Arabia if it would get him money. Like the WWE is doing.
But here's the thing. Maybe this is the distinction why he hates it more than, say, a Medallion or a whatever that other stupid movie that we watched with Jennifer, the Tuxedo.
Yeah.
He was like trying to reach out to that fan base, and this was probably a huge flop. Whereas the Medallion and the Tuxedo, he made like real money off of it.
Yeah,
so as bad as it was, he at least made a lot of money. And no, actually, I was going to say that he might have said that before those came out. But it's not from the book, so never mind.
So I'm going to look up the box office for this movie right now. Do you guys want to guess how much money it made and how much it cost? I don't know if I can find how much it cost, but how much money was made?
It made...
Keep in mind, it's got to be Hong Kong dollars.
Ugh.
Just translate into... Okay.
That's really difficult.
I'm going to do Hong Kong dollars into U.S. dollars. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What do you guys think?
I want to say 30 million.
I'm going to say...
Wait, was this released was this only released in China and Japan?
Probably.
All right, then I'm going to say like 15 million.
U.S.?
Yeah.
I'll say 20 million.
So, Sonny, it made $30 million Hong Kong.
Okay.
Equaling $3.8 million US dollars.
Wow.
So, this was a
bad
flop.
Yeah.
This didn't make no money.
Yeah.
No one was happy. Jackie, pretty much in his book, is saying this is the director's fault. Here's his name.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't do in any of his other things.
The director of this also directed
Point Break?
No, just a bunch of other.
Catherine Bigelow?
I haven't seen it in a while, but isn't this movie just Speed 2?
It's like Speed 1, except on a boat instead of a bus.
I mean, Speed 2 is on a boat.
No, that's a famous Simpsons
joke.
Simpsons joke is...
Cruise control or whatever?
No, they're on a... The bus is running away, and then I think Bart goes, "Oh my god, this is just like Speed 2, except on a bus instead of a boat." This movie's really hard to talk about, also, just because it is. Did you find it fun? Did you guys laugh at all during the running gags? Like getting hit by mallets?
There are a couple of parts that I laughed, but I don't remember which parts they were.
I laughed at the beginning, kind of backstory thing.
I laughed. When the guy stepped on his bread and he got really upset about it. But it wasn't like, this is actually funny. I laughed. This is like, what is this? What is this?
I laughed out of shock out of in the first scene when you get the implication that Jackie's going to rape six women. Mm.
Is that what he... Yeah, it's like implied sort of? Or like he certainly would do it if given the chance.
If given the chance, this dude is... A real
weirdo.
I couldn't tell. Like after that, like
it might have just been your dub
coming off. Are you talking maybe. About when the clothes were coming off, when those women were trying to beat him up?
Yes.
I couldn't tell, like, there was a lot of, like, yeah, it was very strange. Like, people didn't like him, but they might have liked him.
It's very, maybe not a great point of reference, but Lupin the Third, if you guys
the
know
anime?
Lupin. Yeah, how Lupin is a huge... He's always trying to get some clues.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's typically not really consensual, but then he never really gets to have sex with anybody, but he still crosses a bunch of lines. It's fucking... But Lupin is, like, from the 1960s. Mm. This is from 1997 or 93, whatever it is. Jackie should know. If Jackie wants to protect, care so much about his brand, he shouldn't be doing shit like bad movies like this.
Yeah.
Where he does questionable things. I thought we could test out a new thing for this where, because I don't know how to talk about this movie. So I pulled reviews about people who do know how to talk about this movie from Amazon.
Let's do it.
I have, and I think it'll give us springboards. And I haven't credited any of them. So
sorry.
That's either bad for us or bad for them. I don't know which. One might make it illegal or it's protecting them. I did a bunch of 5-star reviews first. 5-star review from 2001. I really like this movie a lot. I first saw it at a Hong Kong film fest at the mall in its uncut subtitled form. I later rented it from a Blockbuster and it was dubbed and many of my favorite scenes were cut out. Don't rent from that place if you can help it. Which I don't think anyone has to worry about anymore. Anyway, this movie's about Ryu Saba, a private detective of considerable ability. Well, he is cool anyway. Okay, he likes women and is otherwise not too competent. But he is a good fighter and acrobat. I don't really think action is anything to talk about in this movie. It's so not Jackie.
It's very cartoony.
There's nothing impressive about any of the action on anything. Like,
I never fully understood what City Hunter referred to.
That's his name. That's his nickname.
But
everyone calls him the
why?
City Hunter.
It's a Batman.
Why do they call him the City? Does he hunt cities? Because
he hunts the city.
He hunts people in the cities?
He hunts people in the city.
I bet it's some sort of translation thing.
Yeah,
maybe. There's a line where those two women who are walking onto the boat, they're just like, oh, you see that City Hunter. And the other woman is like, oh, a private eye? And she's just like, no, he kind of sucks. Like, he's not a big deal. But, like, I think there's something about, like...
What if that was the actual dialogue? He kind of sucks. He's not a big deal.
That's essentially the dialogue. But I think City Hunter implies that he's, like, he's a private eye. He, like, searches the city for like people who are missing, and he's like a Dick Tracy.
I guess
that was my interpretation of a title like City Hunter.
And
let me
they
look
made
up
it seem
why
like
is
a big
he called
deal.
City Hunter.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. We can't really take anything that happened in ours to be real because
okay.
All right, why is he called City Hunter?
I'm kind of mad that we missed out on the good version. The version Sonny saw.
I don't know if it was a good version.
Was it subtitled?
Yes. Yes. It was, it was both. Mine was both. It was dubbed in.
Okay.
Ryu is called the City Hunter, a sweeper or private detective. Mm. It doesn't seem to say why he's called that at all. In Japan, he forms a City Hunter team with Makimura. There's no reason for it. I think that's just his dumb name.
No, a city... It's saying that City Hunter team, that's like a thing. A team of... That's like implying that City Hunter is not just a stupid title. It's like a profession.
It's not a profession. This is saying that he's just a detective called the City Hunter.
Okay.
Literally the Wikipedia said that. No, this is... I don't know. This is a weird movie to talk about. Let me go back to this guy's review. So, he ends up getting a case to find a rich man's daughter and follows her onto a cruise ship that just happens to be a terrorist target. Hilarity in action ensue as Ryu fights the bad guys.
I don't think I would say hilarity, but...
I really enjoyed the Gala Gala Happy Rap video in the middle of the movie.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
Also, yeah, so there's a 4-minute, 5-minute sort of music video of army people rapping.
Yeah.
How do you talk about that?
I didn't understand it. I think they're at the club, right? And, like, it's a performance at the club?
Yes.
Like, it's part of the cruise ship. Anyone out there who's been on a cruise ship, you know they have some in-cruise entertainment.
Yeah.
And the in-cruise entertainment was a whole rap production, like, and concert.
That's both in English and Cantonese.
So I'll say that the music was not horrible in this movie. All of the songs that they made up for this movie that I think Jackie sang on a bunch of them, like, they weren't terrible.
I don't know. I didn't look that. There's not a lot of, I tried to do some research into this movie, and there's not a lot about it because it made so little money, and Jackie Chan seems to have, almost, like, no interviews about it, and also no one cares about this movie. It's not even it's so outside of his ballpark because it was aimed at Japan that there's not really a fondness for it at all for anyone. So I couldn't find out if he sings or I just assumed he stunt coordinated, but he didn't. I don't know. What else did this motherfucker write? Also cool, Jackie Chan gets turned into various Street Fighter characters, which we talked about, which is funny in a sense. It's funny to see Jackie as Chun-Li, but I was sort of mad that we watched it because of that specific reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the specifics on that scene down so well that it kind of makes the rest of the movie lame that they didn't try as hard.
Yeah.
All right, new review from, I think it's 2008, but I didn't credit.
Is that the newest review?
No, there was one from 2016.
Okay.
For years, Jackie Chan has been the master of martial arts mayhem. Quite a few of his films have blended intense fight scenes with hilarious physical comedy. I think City Hunter is one of the best examples of this.
Oh, boy.
From the opening bell, this flick is pure kung fu camp. Even though the plot seems serious enough, the seriousness is dashed on the rocks by Jackie and the supporting cast on-screen antics filling every scene. Should we talk about the cast of this? Like, I did actually like Jackie's assistant that he's not allowed to seduce.
But she wants to be seduced, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a big crush on him for some reason. She's really into a 42-year-old man.
Yeah.
As an 18-year-old girl. She's really into him.
So weird.
She was funny, though, I thought. She was...
This movie, you know, this movie should have been about the gambler guy who...
He was so cool.
Asian Gambit.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that character.
There needed to be more of him.
I was trying to think of a pun for what an Asian Gambit would be called, but...
Chambit.
Let's say that. I will say something worse if I've had time.
Yeah.
Chambit. He was cool, though I didn't really understand his... I didn't really understand anybody's purpose in a lot of this, but I think that's because it's one of those things where everyone knows City Hunter that's watching this at the time. Mm-hmm. It's very popular. Look at all these characters everyone knows. Like those two weirdo guys that just show up that are tracking the classic. Here's the boys! And people get really excited when they get to play them.
Yeah.
Like there were definitely Entertainment Weekly China articles that were saying, you won't believe who's going to play this guy.
Yep.
And this one dude gets to say, I'm a big fan. It's an honor. I'll do my best. Don't get mad at me. Don't kill yourself in my office like you did to Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So there was this, I noticed in the beginning, that skateboarding scene that, like, mm-hmm. really felt weird to me because usually Jackie's stunts are, like, super close and tight on him because he wants you to know that it's him doing it.
Yeah.
So I had a thought because they were all like wide shots of him skateboarding for the most part. And I just thought Jackie Chan didn't know how to skateboard for a while. I was like, this is really weird. Why did they shoot him like this? Why would skateboarding be the one thing that Jackie Chan didn't learn? But it turns out that I think he broke his foot like the first day he tried to do a jump on one. And then they just had to do stunt doubles for the rest of it.
So in the crime story we talked about last week, how Jackie broke both of his legs in that crash.
They were shattered.
They were shattered. Maybe we haven't considered that about Jackie now and why we give him flack, because he's injured himself so much.
Yeah.
Maybe he just can't move like he used to move.
That's, entirely possible.
Happens with wrestlers all the time. You slip a disc or you hurt your knees or something. You can't do that.
Well, what
flying
was...
headbutt Daniel Bryan. You'll get a concussion.
Yeah, he's real.
Well, we've seen movies post. We've seen movies post this.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Where he does a lot of,
What's the most impressive stunt movie that he's done?
Let me
the
look.
The latest.
Foreigner was great, but it was kind of low intensity.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing flips and stuff anymore. This is 1990. Let's see. We watched Crime Story, which was after this. We watched Rumble in the Bronx, which is after this. He does quite a bit of Rumble in the Bronx. So he's just being a lazy bitch.
Yeah.
He's being a lazy bitch who broke his leg.
There wasn't a lot of action that Jackie was actually... doing impressive stunts in this. Like, he ran around, handcuffed a bunch of times. All of the Street Fighter action was not real, or it was simulated, when they're doing flips and all that kind of stuff. It's all, camera tricks. So, I don't know what... this movie is just, devoid of the Jackie Chan that we normally see.
Yeah, especially since, it's such an interesting setting for him to be on, to, let loose. Jackie Chan on a cruise ship, there's so much potential in that.
Better cruise ship movie, this, or
Boat Trip?
I'd say Boat Trip. It's a Horatio. And also, pretty fucked up stuff happens with sexuality.
I never thought Boat Trip.
I know what we're watching if I win this jackal round head to head.
Horatio Sands is the head of that movie?
No, it's
He's
Cuba.
A
Cuba Gooding.
Okay, I see.
Cuba's number one, then Horatio.
Go
I don't
Cuba
even know.
Diving.
We should do a Cuba podcast, because that's some weird shit going on in that man's career.
Che Guevara.
I don't think he has enough movies. We
Cuba?
Have how many movies is he in?
I bet
Cuba,
50.
Cuba miniseries.
What would we call it? Cuba Missile
Crisis.
Cuba Gooding Movies.
Oh. I don't know.
We'll figure
we'll figure it out. This is the last podcast. We're gonna pivot to this Cuba podcast. Let me go back to the review. Australian martial arts star Richard Norton makes a great lead villain, and Gary Daniels is awesome as his flunky. So this was the handsome men, right?
Yeah.
The guys that were had gay porn star bodies.
Yeah.
The guy who looked like Shawn Michaels?
Kind of.
A little bit.
He looks like a mixture of Shawn Michaels and a guy named Tyler Breeze, who's still wrestling.
I don't even know that person.
He's a Zoolander character, pretty much, that wrestles.
Okay.
He's pretty fun. He's very blonde like that. That dude was... Again, I can't really say, because there's not a lot of... There's that one scene that he fights with Jackie in his bedroom that's actual kung fu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best fighting in the movie, but I would say it would be the worst part of a good Jackie Chan
movie. This movie also does a weird thing where when people are shot, instead of blood coming out, it's just sparks out of their body.
It's like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice sparks coming out of people's bodies.
Maybe, I didn't see blood. Sonny, you might just be your thing. You just have a different dub, possibly. But maybe you don't.
You saw blood?
I don't remember blood.
I don't remember blood or sparks, though. Mm.
I remember people getting, shot.
No blood.
Something happened. definitely... No. I remember distinctly the scene where the first guy who gets shot after doing the... I don't even know what game that is. Baccarat? Where they're just, they draw and whoever has the higher two cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when they're playing that game, he shoots a guy and you see him from the back get shot.
Oh, there are sparks. You're right, Sonny. I remember this. Mm. Sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, there's something that happens to him. I can't remember what happens. You see a hole. Maybe you don't see blood, though.
Yeah. Okay, this one, it's just a funny five-star review. I don't think there's anything we can talk about, but I liked it. This is a live-action anime. Very, very funny. Live-action anime means they are going to be very over-the-top and very fun. There are a few scenes... hold on. My computer's being silly. There are a few scenes... Stop it! No! I'm fine, guys. My computer's being silly. There are a few scenes that I know will make anyone from 20 to 35 laugh hysterically.
I really want to know what those scenes were.
Also, I want to know why that's the age group.
Yeah.
So here's a 3-star review that I found really funny. I'm docking this film 1 star because my wife found it so sexist and stupid she couldn't bear to watch half of it.
That's fair.
I'm docking it another star because it's dubbed in English, so you don't hear Jackie's voice when his character speaks. As my wife pointed out, the live action seemed more like cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's character is an immature womanizer dreaming about bevies of beauties and staring at their body parts while he's awake, but he is also an excellent martial artist. Spoiler alert, he gets the girl! The question is, which girl does he get? Wait and see. I like the implication that if this was dubbed, was not dubbed, and if it was less sexist, this would be a 5-star movie.
Yeah.
This would be a perfect movie to this guy. And then, lastly, we got a 1-star review. Actually, got 2 1-star reviews, one of which is really interesting.
Okay.
1-star review. Unfortunately, I love Jackie Chan. Including his voice! Including his voice, which means I can't stand to watch it because it ain't Jackie talking. And watching it in the original doesn't help because I don't understand Chinese, and reading Jackie Chan doesn't do it either. I don't know what the fuck that means.
What?
He doesn't want to... No, he needs to hear Jackie Chan speaking English, or it doesn't work for him. I hate it when they have someone else dub Jackie Chan's English. I don't care that he's got an accent. I can't stand to hear someone else's voice coming from Jackie, especially when they get someone with a really irritating voice in here. 1 star.
Wow.
This guy just hates the dub. Nothing else about the movie bothers him.
It's so weird that, like, he specifically wants to hear. He's like, it's the gall of this guy. It's just like, this movie is made for the Japanese market, and he wants to hear Jackie's voice specifically in English. It's one thing if you're, like, mad that the dub is stupid and you couldn't find it in like, the original Chinese or... But, like, that's a silly complaint to have.
He pretty much wants Jackie Chan to be doing a movie in English with English people.
Yeah.
Like, and then here is one movie that... This is a 1-star review that I think is someone we should get to be on the podcast. First of all, I have grown to like Jackie Chan since seeing Rush Hour and have been renting the videos of his movie 6 at a time for 3 weeks straight.
Oh, my God.
And was shocked at the stupidity of this film. In the listing on the back cover, it says hilarious, but I sat through 50 minutes of the movie and grew sick to the stomach. Jackie Chan seems restrained by the character he is forced to play. It seems as if this is a comic book-based movie. I guess that's what everyone says. In that, the most annoying part of the movie is every 5 minutes. Jackie strikes a pose, the action stops, and the chorus girls sing the word City Hunter while Jackie freezes. I never finished this movie because I was so queasy that I could take no more. Sort of like the sensation one gets after drinking milk, orange juice, and eating a raw slab of fish that squirms with its last meal of worms. There is no acting. There is hardly any action. And when the movie pauses for a pathetic song and dance routine on the ship where they cannot decide if they are singing English or Chinese, that is the last straw. 1 star.
Huh.
This guy's awesome, though. He's watched 18 Jackie Chan movies in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's alive.
I hope that he comes on our podcast eventually. If you're a fan of our podcast and you wrote that review, I don't know.
Let me go on Amazon and see if I can access his stuff and get his information. If I can DOS him. What's it called? Not DOS him.
DOS?
I'm gonna DOS him. City Hunter Jackie Chan. I'm trying to think if there are any scenes that really stuck out. I really was very off-put by a lot of this movie. There was the assistant's cousin, who I think wanted to have sex with his cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's
yeah, that was
I think
pretty
that
fucked
was
up.
Really casual incest subplot.
A whole the whole ship like wanted them to have sex though.
I thought that was more in his mind.
But he's like saying out loud, it's like, one day I'm gonna show you that I'm the man of your dreams. And then like everybody around him is just like, yeah, you're gonna do it one day. Were those scenes like figments of their imagination?
I think so. One of you guys is getting a lot of feedback right now. I don't know if you can both hear that. Is there like an air? Is there like a vacuum cleaner going on somewhere?
Not that I know of.
All right, this is party. Whatever. People have to deal with it. And now I don't hear it anymore. Let's just do the final reviews of this, because I don't want to spend more time on this. I give it 1.5 Jackie Chan Don't Want Any Troubles. It has a plot, gets it 1 star. Jackie Chan's in it, it gets it 0.5 star. That's it. The rest of it is bad. It's not funny. It's like fucked up in a lot of ways. Yeah. I guess it is actually... I'll give it 2 stars. Sunny, or one of you guys brought up that the costumes are good, so I'll give it...
Yeah, I think I said that. The costumes are good in this. They're like surprisingly good. It might just be where all the budget went.
Jackie Chan doesn't want any stars in this movie.
2 stars. Yeah, George, why don't you go?
Yeah, I'm going to give it 1.5 stars. I didn't love it. I thought that there were some parts and scenes in the movie that I enjoyed and were sort of funny. I liked the main villains. The big bad guy, like, I thought he was an interesting character and he seemed kind of cool. I liked the gambling guy and enjoyed that, those characters. So, like, I don't think it was the worst movie we watched by Jackie, but it's very far from any of the good ones. Mm-hmm. So, 1.5 stars.
You said a lot of good things to give it a essentially failing grade.
Well, I don't think it was particularly funny. I think it had characters that I was interested in, which makes it not something that's like a 0. But it definitely doesn't... it's not a movie that I would want to watch again or a movie that I would recommend to anybody.
That's fair. So, you're up, Sonny.
I think I would probably give it a 2.25 star. I like these kinds of movies.
Ooh, Sonny wants it. Okay, so talk about this, Sonny. Go
I next. Like these kinds of movies where they're like set on modes of transportation, I guess. I like the the boundaries that they create, but this movie doesn't really do anything interesting on it.
They never like even worry about going overboard on this. Yeah. Like, the boat doesn't need to be a boat. It could be a building.
And that probably costs a lot of money, just having a boat as a set or something. I don't know.
Probably.
But yeah, I want to say like this movie is ambitious if it understood that it was being ambitious. It kind of just felt like it had a bunch of ideas and it forced the manga look a lot more than it really should have. I think that the Scott Pilgrim comparison is good because that movie felt pretty seamless in the way that it integrated everything in together. But this one, there was a scene where some guy fell and his, like, body hole was in the deck of the boat.
It's like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's very Looney Tunes-y in a way that doesn't, like, really pay off in any interesting sort of way. It just, like, exists for the sake of existing. But, I don't know. There are elements of it that are okay.
This movie showed me that, for a long time, I really like... whenever I do improv scenes, like doing stuff like this, like very, very broad things, and I always go, oh, it would be funny in a real movie if someone got bonked on the head and they saw birds. Wouldn't be funny. It'd be annoying. No stars. This movie's like a, I don't know. Danish drama. It's got no stars that I can speak of. I don't know. Put myself on a ledge there and I couldn't get off.
Yeah.
Sonny, you like, I get, so you're giving it points for ambition?
Yeah, pretty much.
That it doesn't
No, it's not points for ambition. It's points for, like, for feeling that it has it, for pretending to have ambition.
For knowing what it is, I guess?
I don't know. I don't even think it knows what it is. Because, like, what does this movie think it is?
I think it thinks it's a manga movie.
Yeah, but like
a live action.
Yeah, exactly. But there's nothing the
Dragon Ball Z movie
to give There's no base for that. There's no foundation.
I bet what happened was Jackie was gaining all that Hong Kong and China thing. Like, he was the biggest star for 10 years. They said, you're not really putting up the numbers you need in Japan. Mm. We got this shitty script based on this shitty manga anime. You could play it. It would take you 3 weeks. All these people would know your name, and maybe they'll check out your back catalog. Mm-hmm. And they'll watch your other China movies. And went, fine, I'll do it. And then it sucked, and he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
I think if you fail miserably, I can imagine why you wouldn't want to talk about it. So I don't, like, it's not a surprise to me. There's not a lot of interviews with him talking about this movie.
Yeah.
You guys hear about Josh Whedon and his Wonder Woman script?
No. Well, I heard vaguely about it, but...
Josh Whedon wrote this, like, pretty much the opposite of what the Wonder Woman movie was, where it was sort of, like, pretty sexist.
Yeah.
Retrograde, and then he was asked about it. He said, yeah, I would say it's not the most woke script, and it's probably inappropriate, but I kind of stand behind it as a script.
Interesting.
And people got really mad at him, but... And I guess as they should.
Is the script out there?
I was thinking,
or is he just...
I don't know. It might be floating around in, like... I could probably get it if you guys want to read it. That's what the script trade for it. But it's sort of like Wonder Woman does a sexy dance in it, and then the love interest kind of takes over as a pivotal role, and she falls into the background, which is not good for a Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
that's a weird thing to choose.
It is. but I think it. I don't know if you guys didn't read it, but regardless, it seems like he. It's hard, I think, for a person that considers himself talented and is pretty talented, like Josh Whedon is, to say, like, yeah, I made some things that were a mistake in this, but
yeah.
I don't think it was a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, but I think people want him to just say, because of these negatives, no, it was garbage, it should have never been made, which is, I think, hard to do of an artist.
I think that's hard to do with anybody. I think, like, that's why, like, people, when they get broken up with, or when they break up with somebody else, they don't often say, like, you know what, we broke up because I was the problem. It's always they were the problem, like, for the most part. Like, even if you are the problem, there's going to be, like life events, but usually there's one person, and oftentimes one person is the bad person in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, I think people aren't honest with themselves.
I don't agree with that at all.
That's a
hot take that...
It's complicated. It's a very complicated topic.
I think we got some time.
Okay, let's get into it. Yeah,
let's get into this. I think that there is definitely in any relationship, be it one person or two people, like two people or more if you're polyamorous or whatever, there's probably one person that is the bad seed. But after a while, a lot of a bad relationship falls into is just like two people not communicating, or like both people start being bad to each other.
Yeah.
And then both become the bad guy. And in a way, it's just everybody's fault because they didn't care enough to try and work it out in a way that's responsible or mature enough to do it.
No,
so
I agree with you 100% of that. I'm just saying that after a
relationship... Damn right!
I'm just saying after a relationship, people aren't often out there just, like, talking to their friends and being like, you know what, like, things didn't work out because I was shitty. Like, it's oftentimes the blame of those kind of things is on the other person. Like,
sure. I mean,
I think.
I guess.
I think time changes that.
Yeah. The more, like, you think about it, maybe.
Like, the last time I got broken up with was what? What was my? I had to set my 7-year anniversary, like, a couple weeks ago. So I guess, like, 7 years ago. And I thought for a while, I was like, oh, my ex girlfriend was like, she was kind of a weirdo and not a great partner. But I'm like, oh, I should have been broken up with. I was, like, kind of mean and, like, not a nice young man at points. So I see the reasoning behind it.
But that's 7 years later. Joss Whedon, like, didn't get his script and, wrote it, like, a year ago.
No, he wrote it in 2002.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I take it back.
He wrote it twice as long.
I just think that that's, like, I don't know. I think people aren't honest with themselves about those kind of things. And
well, especially not right after it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First cut is the deepest.
Yeah. As
exactly.
Baby, I know. Jordan, take it.
The first cut is the deepest.
Nice.
Sunny.
I don't know the words to this song.
Sunny doesn't really know that much about music. Sunny, what's your take on this Kanye West being Bad Boy
stuff? I think it's a publicity stunt.
Wait, what's... I read that he still likes Trump or something like that. Is that what it is? Is that what this big deal is?
I don't think it's that explicit. It's more like he doesn't... I don't know. I don't want to say he doesn't know what he's doing, but I think he knows what he's doing, but he's just like, celebrities don't have context around anything.
Sonny, the way that you look at you look at Kanye West, and I like Kanye West, he's one of my favorite musicians, is the way that people look at Donald Trump, where they go, it's always 4D chess, he's doing it for this, but the shit is still there, he's playing everybody.
No, I don't know, I don't think that, like, he... Like, I don't think it's a coincidence that he has 5 albums coming out and then he's suddenly in the news all the time now. Like, there are certain things that I wouldn't forgive him for.
But don't people say that same stuff about Donald Trump? They say,
what do you mean?
Like, that he specifically is just like, no publicity is bad publicity. He, like, wants people to be talking about him no
well,
matter what.
Well, that's
because
he's got weird
stuff.
Shit happening all the time, and, like...
Yeah, he's deflecting. Kanye's trying to build interest. I think by Kanye making himself a bit of a weirdo, it makes people want to know what his music
will
be.
Well, I guess there's two possibilities here, right? Like, that he knows exactly...
Possibly one.
He knows exactly what he's doing. Right.
And possibly two.
And he doesn't know what he's doing at all. He's just, like, saying these things... It's just like narcissism, which is like rampant in Donald Trump and Kanye West.
And, life,
and they
yeah. I have a...
they signal boost the people who say that they're great.
Yeah. Can I give a speculative fiction answer of why Kanye West has been so weird for like specifically? So, I famously did not know if I liked Life of Pablo for years.
Oh.
2 years now. Listen to that album like 40 times. I don't know if I like it. There's a lot of songs
okay.
that are bad. There's a lot of songs that are good.
Yeah.
But then even within the songs, there's shit that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a weird gospel album. It's full of, like, the condescending opinions that his other albums have.
Mm-hmm.
But they're even more condescending because they seem, like, lackluster and uninteresting. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think happened. He stopped doing cocaine, got fat, and then got weirdly into, like, evangelical Christianity.
I mean, it's possible.
And he's not talking about it, because that shit don't sell.
Well,
but
I think he's kind of always been into evangelical Christianity. Well, not
really?
To this extent.
Not like that.
But, like, not, like, spreading the gospel. But he's always been pretty religious, as far as I understand.
Yeah. I just see it as, because he had those comments pretty much that were, like, for lack of a better term, and I will tread lightly, about saying, like, Black people have to stop looking at themselves as victims, and, like, we could get over the slavery thing if we would let ourselves get over the slavery thing, and a lot of stuff that is very unpopular, and I do not agree with, and I think lots of people do not agree
with. Well,
it's
very, like, you still have to look at him as a rich person. And,
yeah.
like, at some point, that identity overrides other identities that might be oppressed, I think.
Well, we'll know. We'll have a on June 1st when his album comes out. We will not talk about Jackie Chan. We'll just talk about this.
It's so interesting. It's so interesting. The trend though, because one of the even like when before Kanye was a big deal. Like obviously in the music world, he was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like at this point, but like probably his most famous thing is his Hurricane Katrina relief. Happened with Mike.
The first time.
Yeah.
What
you
were you saying?
Say it, Jordan.
What when him and Mike Myers were at the Hurricane Katrina relief
fundraiser?
And he said famously that George Bush does not care about black people, and that like such a stark difference versus what he's talking about now. And is it just like 15 years of of like being a super uber rich person and is now out of touch.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And like,
it's possible.
I can see that. Hanging out with Caitlyn Jenner and her very Republican views on stuff might not help. I'm sure that, I don't know. We've talked Kanye. We're talk more Kanye in our
special edition.
Kanye West.
Kanye.
Let's Cast. Get back to what everyone came for. Jack off. Round robin.
V2. How does this work?
So Sonny has 2 points that he carried over.
Okay.
So Sonny is going to take on you right now, Jordan.
Okay.
And whoever gets the points from, like, so let's say Sonny gets 2 points and you get one. Sonny has 4 points at the end of this. You have 1 point. And
okay.
You're going against me. I then have to beat both you and Sonny in my
right.
turn.
Okay, and then whoever wins out of this whole Rand Robin tournament.
Rand Robin.
Gets...
Ayn Rand Robin.
Ayn Rand Robin.
Rand,
so you guys ready for this?
Rand Ball Robin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Alright. I think that Sonny is going to get at least one of these before Jordan will, which is not smart for me, but I'm going to do it.
Gotta do it.
Okay. I famously wrote the book The Lost Symbol.
Chan Brown.
Holy shit, he got it. With
shit, okay.
Sonny up 5-0.
Oh,
Dan Brown,
God.
Author of the Da Vinci Code.
I know the Da Vinci Code. Or I know Dan Brown, but I don't know that book.
This movie stars Richard Gere, Deborah Winger, and Louis Gossett Jr. as won a Best Supporting Actor trophy for it. This is worth a lot of fucking points. But if Sonny gets this
right,
I don't know.
When a Chan loves a woman, Chan?
No. There's one scene in this movie that is very, very famous, and it's parodied in The Simpsons with Homer and Marge.
Is that the second clue? Okay.
That's the second clue. The second clue is more of a setup for the first one. The last one.
Okay. I don't know.
In that scene, a man wearing a Navy uniform comes into a factory, picks up his lady, and takes her out of the factory's people clap, and he puts her cap on her head.
An officer channed a gentle chan?
Jordan, that is correct.
Okay.
You got 2 points. You could have done Chan Officer Chan or Gentle Chan.
Okay.
That's why I said it would have been worth 9 points if you got it in the first go.
Oh, wow.
But it's really hard. All right, so Jordan has 2. Sonny has 5.
That's the love lift us up where we belong. Yeah.
Yeah, and then... All right, this one's going to get 3 points. So I'm just not going to...
Yeah.
All right. Haters wonder why this person hate the game, though. Got the game, though.
2 chans?
No.
I don't know.
That's probably tough. I didn't do a good version. Right. I'm playing a swashbuckler in a very big movie this year. One might call me a rogue. Or a scoundrel. Okay. Still got something.
Childish Gambino?
Sonny has gotten it.
Oh my god.
Sonny has 7 points right now.
He's playing a swashbuckler?
He's playing
Lando.
Oh, in
Lando.
And Han. Okay.
He's playing Lando.
He's
Aiden
not
wonder
a...
why you...
He's not a
swashbuckler. Wait, say that lyric.
Gambino, haters wonder why Gambino got the game, though.
But what did you replace?
This person.
Oh.
Haters wonder why this person got the game, though.
Okay.
So Sonny has 7 points. I cannot get him.
Okay, I have 2 points.
I have 0. I couldn't get shit, so let's go.
Okay. Okay, I can start
well,
with this
you
one.
Could. You could get 9 points, Matt.
There's almost no way, but that's fine.
He
just wonder why this person got the cure.
This person. when I was younger, I lost my best friend to Steve Buscemi.
Fuck. My best friend to Steve Buscemi.
Adam
know.
Chandler.
No.
Was it that?
No.
No.
Okay. I had a very short-lived music career in between my movies.
No. I don't know. This is crazy. Kev Chan James?
No.
Okay.
Did he have a music career?
No. I had to say something. Alright.
The last clue is, I was one of the original Avengers.
Ed Nortchan?
No.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Nope. The answer is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh. What do you mean she lost her friend to Steve Buscemi?
In the movie Ghost World.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Damn. Okay. That's fair. We should have gotten that one. One of the original Avengers should have given it away.
Probably. What was the second clue?
She had a very short-lived music career.
Oh, with that dude, right?
It was actually, she had like singles with like pretty famous. I think she worked with David Bowie or something.
Ted Leo? What's his
name?
Yeah,
it might be Ted Leo. I don't know.
Leo something. Something Leo.
I don't know.
Okay. Damn. Person two.
And it's a person.
I had a uncredited cameo in Hot Fuzz.
Mark Chan Freeman?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, it was the guy who played Santa. I don't remember who that was. It's not that. Continue, son.
In a scene on the extended editions, I gave some of my hair to Gimli, son of Gloin.
Fuck. Orchando Bloom?
Nope.
Damn.
Sir E. Chan McKellen? McKelchan?
Nope.
Sir...
Damn.
Wow. I didn't realize these would be tough. The last clue is... I played the Goddess of Death in a recent Marvel movie.
Oh, I know. This is Cate Blanchett?
Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
Crap. I messed up.
One point.
Oh, she's his wife. I remember
her
now.
In Hot Fuzz.
She's his wife in Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, she works in the
morgue. In the crime. What? Yeah, she does like crime scene investigation.
Okay, 1 point. How many points do you have, Jordan?
Two.
Okay. I'm on the board.
Okay, I think this one starting out is going to be worth 6 points.
You don't have to say that, but
okay.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I am the subject of various diaries. I am a subject of various diaries.
Chan Chang.
What?
Chan
Chang?
Oh no, that's not it.
I am a subject of various diaries.
I am a subject of various diaries.
It says it's worth 6, mm-hmm. And I just had it in my head too. This fucking sucks. I had one. Sir Chan for Sugar Chan?
No.
It's
Sorry.
Damn it.
This
podcast is ridiculous.
I am the prime minister in a very popular Christmas movie.
Oh no 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 no! Damn it! No, that wouldn't be worth six. Hugh Jant?
Yep, you got it.
So that's worth four.
Yeah,
then?
This one's worth four.
How's it worth four?
I don't know. The first one I thought was hard. I guess this would be worth three. And the last one would be worth?
No, it would be worth no, because that would it's just worth I think the regular two.
It would only work. It's only worth
only
how
one.
Many Chans you put.
Okay.
In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that threw me off. I'm like, can't be Hugh Chant because it's only worth one.
No, wait, one. What was the first?
He's the subject of various Bridget Jones's
Diary.
Oh, so it wasn't Anne Frank.
No, it was not.
Chan Chank.
She only had one.
That was tough, Sonny, but that was a good one. See, that's the appropriate level of a jack off question.
Where? So mine were wrong.
yours were very, very, very hard.
Okay, next time I'll make them easier. The next time I win,
you shouldn't. Here's what I'll say: you shouldn't when you're making the jack off, which Sonny will be making the jack off next week because he won this week. You shouldn't have to get to the first one to the last question to get it.
You should be able to get it at all three.
The third one should be an absolute layup, and then that should be it.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's why the third one for Donald for Charles Chambino was Donald Glover is my real name. To give an idea, what were the other? Do I have another stupid one? I came up with a really nah. I'll save it for another time.
Are you gonna? I'm gonna do Chan Chan if I ever get the chance.
Oh man, I gotta go play God of War. That's so good. So how far are you?
I just I don't want to. I got past the first thing with the light. Did you get the light yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have two kinds of arrows now?
Yes. Well, I have one special kind of arrow.
Okay, I'm further. Okay. For okay. once in my life than you in a video game.
Right. Sorry, fans.
Spoilers.
Of
God of War. Spoilers.
Who don't want to know about God of War?
God of War is making me feel like what it must have been like to have a father raise you. And I gotta say, really
bad.
Mean.
Yeah, not great.
I would have learned a lot of problematic things if David Campbell did not succumb to his fate.
But I don't know how to respond to this.
It's fine. Also, I like how Kratos looks like an in-shape version of me, which is cool.
He's just, jacked. Mad.
He's just me after I do power lifts and shit.
Okay.
All right.
Does anyone have any last-second things they want to talk about, or are we good to...
Oh, I want to do Mulan next week.
Yeah, let's do
Get
it.
Yeah. Is Jackie in Mulan?
He voices Li Shang.
He's the dragon.
he voices Li Shang in the Chinese version. So you can only watch the Chinese version.
Does that mean that we're watching the Chinese version?
No, I think
version?
He voices the singing voice, maybe?
He does. No, he sings. He sings the Cantonese version of... be a man.
Right. Yeah. So that counts.
But I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that counts.
I think here's the thing. I've never seen Mulan before.
Are you serious?
I want to watch Mulan.
What?
That's
a lie.
No, I've never watched Mulan.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
I've talked about how there was a huge period in my life where I thought it was too cool for anything Disney. Mm-hmm. So pretty much from like 1998. Until
you were 8 years old.
I was fucking hard.
You weren't too cool.
I had a dying father. I was going through stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch this Disney shit. I wanted to watch movies like The Negotiator, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Famously starring Samuel L. Jackson. So I missed Mulan. I missed Incredibles. I missed Finding Nemo.
I was too cool when Finding Nemo came out. I hit that But I watched The Incredibles. I saw The Incredibles, not Finding Nemo.
I hear it's so, great. I hear they're both great.
No, I watched Finding Nemo a little bit later. Like, probably I was, like, 22 when I watched it. I don't know. I think it was a little
bit
overhyped.
The first Pixar movie I saw, I think, aside from Toy Story, was with you, Jordan. You triple dated to see WALL-E.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Or you third-wheeled, rather.
I did not triple date.
I don't know what that would even mean. Is that three couples?
Yeah, I guess so.
I believe so. They go
or,
into it. And I think
or three couples.
Oh,
two thruples.
We call that a six-man tag where I'm from. Or a three-way tornado tag.
Yeah.
All right. This is Chanceplaining. I don't want to read the. I don't want to say the thing, and it's already at the top. Follow us at the Champod.
Yeah.
Rate and review us. We actually have people listening.
Smash that.
When we release an episode now, guys, we actually do have a listener base,
man.
Which is wild to me.
You guys are the best. All you people.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
You, like,
listen to us.
All like 35 of you who listen within 2 days and then 50 of you that listen within 2 weeks, we appreciate you and we want to have a better show for you. And email us and text us. We all have 516 area codes. If you start just guessing numbers, you'll get one
eventually
of us by next week. Just say, who dis?
Is this Chanceplaining? Just start everything. Is this Chanceplaining?
And we'll do it.
Also, if you happen to be both a Jackie Chan fan and an absolute nerd, and you end up at the Magic the Gathering Grand
Don't say Party. Hi. Don't. I swear to fucking God. I'm just
going
to punch
you
in
Are you going
the face.
Too, Sonny?
Yeah.
Sonny and me are going to be on a team together. So we're also possibly going to get jerseys that have Chanceplaining on
well,
them.
Well, that's...
That,
I don't
that
know
remains
about that.
To be seen.
I would do that just because it's fun if people would ask me about it, but...
I'm 100%. Sonny is going to wear one. I'm going to wear one. Elliot, who doesn't like our show and doesn't listen, is probably
cool.
also going to wear one.
Elliot's smart. He shouldn't listen. Yeah. It's a bad show. I feel like we're exploiting a market that people that shouldn't be listening.
Well, if you don't say hi to Sonny, but say hi to me, I'd be happy to talk to you about what you like about our show.
They don't know what we look like. You could be Sonny. Well, no, we talked about how Sonny is Asian,
yeah.
And you are not, and you look kind of like Zohan.
Exactly.
Zochan. Alright.
Alright, guys.
This has been Chanceplaining, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Till next year. I'm excited to watch Mulan. This will be good.
Yeah. Music. Music! Fan.